The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
We're at the event, and I was very touched by the story. I'll share it with you. It was many years ago now that he was teaching at some large auditorium, I think in Arizona. And there were maybe a couple of thousand people there. And he was giving some kind of multi-day teaching. And there was a time for questions and answers. And a man stood up and took the microphone and wanted to know something like, is there a fast way to enlightenment? And so what happened next is what's so touching for me, is that Dalai Lama was silent for a long time, and then he started crying, or at least tears went down his cheek. And then he spoke at some point, and he spoke, I can't represent well what he said, I wasn't there and what I was told, but it was something to the effect that he was saddened by this idea that someone would be interested in a fast way to enlightenment. That somehow that, maybe, I don't know what he thought, but that this represented a whole orientation towards the path of practice that's maybe not very helpful or very sane even. That it's very easy for that approach to be one that's egotistical, that's motivated by greed, has a whole different understanding of how the inner life is unfolding when we do this practice, the purposes of it all. And there's something very, I think, maturing about seeing the path as a slow path. And it might be very bad news for you to hear this from me, because you have important things. You have to get over this and do this enlightenment thing quickly, because it's important. You know, it's important things to do, and startups to start, and recreational opportunities to pursue, and all these important things, right? But I think there's something very maturing, very important, the idea of viewing it as a slow path, and it, certainly it can go times when it seems to kind of speed up, perhaps. But part of this slow is that to be in it for the long term. And be in it in a steady, ongoing way of letting it unfold and develop as it goes. And to do it slow implies that, or my thought is that, it's very important for it to be slow, because if it was fast, it might be a disservice to you. If it was fast, it's too easy for it to be conceited. I've seen plenty of practitioners become arrogant from their practice. It's possible to develop states of concentration, and people get all puffed up about, look at me, I'm special, I'm the one who's really wonderful, and then they go around kind of flaunting their concentration level, or their this or that, or their experience of emptiness that they've had. And sometimes it's a bit of a headache for teachers to have people come and tell me their experiences when the very motivation to tell me is to show off. Look at me, I've attained some wonderful, and they're expecting me, a medal, or they're expecting, something, of like, you're like the best, you're like fantastic, you're like really wonderful, you're like super duper, and yes. But, to take it slow and not be in a hurry and not have it connected to our conceit, not connected to our arrogance, not connected to our greed, and just kind of take it slow, steady, ongoing, as a way of just being somewhat humble, or if humble is too heavy of a word, not conceited, not caught up in oneself, and not having these delusions of grandeur or delusions of anything, but just being a willingness to be an ordinary practitioner who's just in it for the long term and steadily engage in doing it over and over again, and letting it deepen. And I think a lot, there's many that layers, many dimensions of our minds that get developed as we practice. And if we identify with only one area, then we don't, you know, I think we shortchange ourselves. Some areas can develop quickly, and some areas develop slowly. But the sum total of it, I think, as a human being, is to do engage in a path that has certain humility to it, certain lack of conceit, lack of pride, lack of hubris about it, and a lack of greed about it. And part of the art is to be dedicated in a sincere, wholehearted way, but to do that with any greed or hatred or tying it up to identity issues and trying to prove ourselves or do something. So as we do it slow, one of the things that then gets flushed out is all the ways in which we want it to be fast. The impatience we have, and a huge, for many people, a huge beginning of practice is to learn patience. And if you don't learn patience in the beginning of your practice, you'll learn in the middle of the practice. If you don't learn in the middle of the practice, you'll learn it, you know, later. Because sooner or later, there has to be a willingness to just be there for the experience as it is, without looking ahead, without expecting, without demanding, without measuring what's happening, just to be here with this and be patient with it. So I'll give you, an interesting analogy for walking this path of practice. And the analogy is to go on a backpacking trip up in the mountains. And maybe you haven't done much of that, and so maybe you don't know what to expect and you're out of shape and whatever. And this, I remember, it happened to me when I was 17. I went with a high school friend and went to the mountains to go backpacking. We had no idea what we were doing. And the first 12 miles were uphill and carrying canned food. And you begin, and it can be uphill. And you can see how far away it is to go to the top, perhaps. And it's like, oh my, how can I manage? This is so hard. It's so difficult. I should have started. They shouldn't have made mountains so high. It's so hard. And then eventually maybe get up to the top, to the ridge. And it's so great to be in the ridge. The view is spectacular. And so it's easy to get pulled off and go off to the edge of the ridge and looking out across the great expanse and so proud of it. Look at me, I did so well and I succeeded. And you stand on the most prominent place people can see you and notice you and how wonderful you are. And you think the view is so spectacular and this is like so wonderful and delicious. And you're going to hang out there and you really enjoy it and show off for a long time. But it's the top of the ridge is not the place to camp for the night. And now you've stayed out too late into the afternoon to get to where it's going to be warm and safe later. So now you have to hike through the night and it's like tough. You finally make it to your camp or whatever, and next day you start again. But now it's mostly downhill, and it's so great, and you go kind of fast and quick, and you're so proud of yourself. I'm a good hiker. You're helped by all the weight on your back. You're being pushed down the hill, and so then you end up with blisters because you walk too fast, and then you have to deal with the blisters for the next while. So what I'm trying to convey is the idea that each step along the way has this, we get caught up in the meaning of it, the drama of it, the details of it. The mountain's too high, and look at this, the view's pretty great, and downhill, look how good I am, just going down. And so it goes. As people hike for a long time, maybe some people go, weeks out on the mountains, or they've done a lot of hiking, at some point, they don't make all these stories up about what they're doing. They know where they're going. There's a direction, there's a goal. But they just take a step. it's about the next step and the next step. And you just take the step, and as you take the steps, you go through all this different terrain. And sometimes you're going through really steep, difficult places to go up, and it's just the next step. And you don't make a story about how difficult it is, you don't get caught up in the meaning of it, or what it says about you as a backpacker or something. You just take the next step. Because that's all you expect, that's the only thing that works. If you try to get something in the mountains, is just take the next step. And then you just take it without any drama and story, just do it. And you get to the ridge, and it's a beautiful view, you enjoy it, but you take the next step. You stay on the trail, just take the next step, take the next step. And it's constantly taking the next step. And after a while, it dawns on you, perhaps, you begin to appreciate, you know, the stepping, just the walking, is pretty good. There's a power to it, there's a steadiness to it, there's a goodness to it. And just the walking has value, is a refuge that's independent of the story and the details of the terrain that we're on. And so then after a while, there's a steadiness, there's an equanimity, there's an ease about just staying, no matter what happens in the trail that comes and goes, all the different things that might happen in the terrain. Just keep doing the next step, keep doing the next step, keep doing the next step. So the same thing with this practice of ours. You're going to go through all kinds of difficult and easy and spectacular terrains over a lifetime of practice. And you can get all kinds of stories about this is too difficult, my mind is too hard, I have too much this, you know, this is the, you know, all kinds of issues, you know, I'll never get it. Or you can get up to the ridge and you think you're the hottest person in the meditation center, and you'll find a big, good promontory place to stand, and everybody sees you radiating and smiling and showing, you know, like. Or you'll end up, you know, in places where it just, you know, it feels really easy, but then you kind of, you know, you lose your steadiness and you kind of run and fall into the creek, the bottom or something, you know. So, but after a while, what we learn through the mindfulness practice and the steadiness of practice is just to take the next step, the next moment of mindfulness, the next moment of showing up, the next moment of being awake for this experience, the next moment if you're doing concentration practice, next moment of focusing on the breath and being there. Just the next moment of practice. You do the practice. And with mindfulness practice, as you do this, after a while, and this is part of the art of it or part of the great reward of it, is after a while it doesn't matter so much what the terrain is like. It doesn't matter after a while whether you're having a difficult meditation or a wonderful meditation. It doesn't matter if you're up against all kinds of difficult emotions you can have and all kinds of memories of difficult things, and or you have great heights and you're soaring and a great experience of emptiness. Where the power is and where your refuge is and where the safety is and where is the steady, take the next step, show up for the next thing. Just keep walking, keep going. And after a while, it's that steadiness and showing up and being mindful in the next moment that feels so good. It feels like that's where safety is. That's where the awakening is. That's where freedom is. It's not found in getting wrapped up in the terrain. We have to pay attention to it. We have to be present for it. We have to adjust our walks as we go through the different kinds of terrains. So we can't ignore it. But the wonder, the sense of momentum, the sense of inner power, or the inner sense of dedication or involvement, or that's where, or a sense of where home is. Is home is in just doing the steady, ongoing practice, showing up, being mindful, finding a way, not getting sidetracked by what comes up, not making huge stories about it, not being discouraged by it, not being greedy about it, not being aversive to it, not, you know, just steady, stay there, keep going. Okay, show up for this, show up for this. I have to show up for this? Yep, show up for this. Show up for this. This too? Yep. Show up for this, show up for this. And if you can learn this art, to learn, it makes life so much easier than getting somehow swept up into the details of the terrain and what the terrain means and how it reflects back to who you are as a person and defining yourself by it or putting yourself down by it. There's so much extra stuff that we add on top of our life that's not needed. And the steadiness of mindfulness can let all this other stuff fall away. And that steadiness is neither slow nor fast. I like the idea that it's slow because of this, it's an antidote towards the conceit of being, you know, getting something. But it's actually neither slow or fast. It's just the next step. It's just the next moment of mindfulness. It's the next place to be present and perhaps have some taste, some experience of what it's like to be free in this step that we take, in this moment that we find ourselves in. And we can't be free if we're caught up in the terrain, caught up in the experience of the moment, whether it's experience around us or the inner experience. There's no experience which is the point of practice. We're not looking for an experience. We're not looking for a particular state of concentration, a particular experience of emptiness, a particular experience of great expansive consciousness. It's not about an experience. That's all just the terrain. It's the freedom we can find, the non-clinging we can have in the midst of any experience. And that's the practice of mindfulness. A moment of clear, simple mindfulness where there's no clinging to what the experience is. And we talk about experiences in this practice. There are experiences that come along with the terrain. And those are useful if they teach us about non-clinging. They're not useful if we make those experiences the point. And that's a little bit hard for people to hear because many people in our culture are kind of experience junkies. They want to have something, an experience that you can, I know, now I have it. And non-clinging, you can't really have non-clinging. You can't hold it and hold it up and it doesn't have any color, so you can't tell anybody, look how great it is, it has beautiful color. And, it's not like a thing. But that's, non-clinging is where the freedom is. So the steadiness, just the next moment, being present, being mindful, is a protection from being all the different ways we can get tripped up by the experiences that come along. You'll have lots of experiences as you do this practice. And some of them will be healing, some of them will be painful, some of them will be wonderful, some of them will be difficult. All kinds of experiences will happen. You can count on it. And chances are that it's not going to be the experience you're hoping for at any given moment. But if you get into the groove of the steps, it's walking the path, just one step at a time, the groove, just mindful here, next mindful. Let's be mindful with this, now this, now this, this too. You'll start finding that freedom and that ease. You'll find how to live in this world without being sticky with all the stuff that happens around you and caught up in it and preoccupied by things so much. And this ability to be not stuck, unsticky, by just having that steady mindfulness and really valuing it and loving it and finding strength in it, a refuge in it, finding home in it, finding freedom in it, and taking your time. Don't be in a hurry to get there. Don't be in a hurry. To be in a hurry is already to be caught up in the terrain. One step at a time. So I appreciate very much that you've been here today. I say this every time I do these day-longs from 8:30 to 5, how much I appreciate it. And I repeat myself because I do love it. I do appreciate it. And I say it also as a kind of an affirmation of all of you for being here, and affirmation for the goodness of navigating and negotiating the steady practice on your own, for the most part. I mean, here in community, but you know, there's not a lot of distraction from a teacher who's telling you what to do or giving guidance, and, which, you know, is okay sometimes, but you know, it can be overdone. And it's really important to be find your way on your own and with the practice, and for you to learn those steps, to keep doing the steps, because it's your steps that you have to take, not anybody else's. So thank you very much for doing this, and I hope it's been nice for you. And if it hasn't been nice, then nice is just an experience. And not nice is just an experience. Just keep going. Don't get caught up. Just doesn't matter. Just you did it. You were here. Just show up for the next one. Next one. So then.